Well, it sounds like old-time music to me. Okay, we have a couple of singers with us tonight who've been waiting a long time to sing. Jenny's getting kind of antsy over there. So this is going to be Jenny Hawker from over in Glenville, near Glenville. Tanner, Jenny? Tanner? And why don't you all come on up now? Joining Jenny is Kay Justice from down in Abingdon, Virginia. Originally from English, West Virginia. This is Jenny and Kay.
We didn't get here for a sound check, so.
Children, pray the preacher preach. Time of mercy is out of reach. Oh, death, please spare me all before another year. Oh, death, please spare me all before another year. Death, I come to take your soul, leave the body and leave it cold.
Take the skin right off the frame, earth and worms both have their claim.
Mother, come to my bed, place a cold towel upon my head.
It's so hot and the feet so cold, it's moving in upon my soul.
Oh, death, death, please spare me all before another year. Oh, death, death, please spare me all before another year. Is all at your command if you'll remove your icy hand.
No wealth, no money, no silver nor gold, nothing satisfy me but your soul.
Oh, death, death, please spare me all before another year. Oh, death, death, please spare me all before
tell. First of all, you can probably tell I've had exams this last week and haven't had time to learn words. I can thank Mac Samples for that. He's my West Virginia history teacher, making it hard on me. The songs that we do are, some of them are not real old, but they have a message to them. And I think we would ask that throughout any of the singing that we do, that you listen not so much to our delivery or performance or anything, but that you really listen to the words, because that's what our music is about, is preserving these songs and being sure that this beauty doesn't go away. In this fair land,
okay out there. I don't know what this is sounding like. Okay, this is one we learned just recently from Gene Ritchie.
She is gone, our precious darling. She is sleeping in the tomb, calmly sleeping till the dawning.
Okay, I guess some of you know what this is. This little book is the Primitive Baptist hymnal that my aunt gave me. She's in her 80s now, and she gave me her copy. That's why it's coming apart. My whole family belongs to the Primitive Baptist Church, which is centered mainly in Southwest Virginia. I understand there's one in Clay County. I talked to Hazel Stover, and she goes to one there. Some of them in Eastern Kentucky and Tennessee and a little bit of North Carolina. These songs are always done a cappella. They're done in unison. And I want you to listen very much to the words on this. They're divided into sections here, and this is the section called Conflict. I think you'll understand that. And all of their hymns are very internal. And let's see if you can give me these tunes are, see, there's no music written ever, so the tunes are just passed down generation to generation. So I'll have to dredge it back up.
Tis a pond I'd like to know. Oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love thee, Lord, or no? Am I his or am I not? When I turn my eyes within, all is dark and vain and wild, filled with unbelief and sin. Can I deem myself his child? If I pray or hear or read, sin seems mixed in all I do. You that love the Lord indeed, tell me, is it thus with you? Yet I mourn my stubborn will, find my sin a grief and pain. Should I grieve for what I feel, if I did not love at all? Lord, decide my doubtful case. Thou who art thy people's son, shine upon this work of grace. If indeed it is begun, let me love thee more and more. If I love at all, I pray,
we're going to do you one now from the Dunkard Church. Actually, the poetry was written by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, the Psalm of Life. And we learned this tune from Lotus Dickey, who is a singer from Indiana. Is that where he's from? We met him at Augusta in Elkins. And this is his grandfather and his father, both were Dunkard ministers. And he, as far as he knows, that's the tune came from one of them. But we really like it. Tell me not in mournful numbers, life is but an empty dream, for the soul is dead that slumbers, and things are not what they seem. Life is real, life is earnest, and the grave is not its goal. Dust thou art, to dust returnest, was not spoken of the soul. Let us then and doing with a heart for any faith, still achieving, still pursuing, learn to labor and to wait. Life is real, life is earnest, and the grave not its goal. Dust thou art, to dust returnest, was not spoken of the soul. Tell me not in mournful numbers, life is but an empty. Going to do one not all that old. It can't be that old. It was written by Doc Watson. So. When we heard it, we heard him singing it with his mother, and it was quite an experience to hear that. I take it from the words, and I hope you're listening to the words now, from the words of this, that a man is singing this as his wife is dying. It's called Your Lone Journey.
God's given us years of happiness here. Oh, my darling,
up here.
We have some friends too, and we're going to call them. You may recognize them.
Okay, Nat. I want everybody to do me a favor. Sit up straight like that. Okay? Put your shoulders back. Take a deep breath because you're getting ready to sing. Okay? Sit up real straight so your lungs can expand a little bit. Can we have a little bit more house lights? I'm going to see who's not singing. Okay. The chorus is, there a bright moon is shining in the valley. That old wagon leans against a stack of hay. Two graves on a hillside by a cabin. My mom and dad are resting there today. Half of the room already knows it. You guys should spread out. Okay.
Are we all in?
You guys are. Okay. If you know the verses, sing on the verses with me. But at least sing all the parts and everything on the chorus. We'll sing the chorus a lot, so you'll get to know it. The trees are